It is the worst attack in London since World War II. At least 37 people were killed in this morning's 4 bombings. Hundreds more were injured. The attacks brought transportation in central London to a standstill for most of the day. They also disrupted the G8 summit meeting that's underway in Scotland. A group affiliated with the Al-Qaeda network has claimed responsibility on an Islamist website, but that claim has not been authenticated. NPR's Anthony Kuhn begins our coverage from London.
Emergency services got word of the first explosion shortly before 9 a.m. local time. It came on a subway train near East London's Liverpool station. Within the next hour, two more blasts hit subway trains in West and North London. The final explosion came on a double-decker bus near Russell Square, blowing its roof off. Medical personnel began treating casualties on the spot.
I could only administer very basic first aid. I had nothing on me.
Nurse Anna Pacey treated victims near the Russell Square underground station.
A lot of people with terrible burns. All their hair has been singed off, their eyelashes, all their facial hair and their hands, terribly burnt. You could see that they were all starting to get very dehydrated and very unwell. And then when the emergency services got there, they had to carry up people in blankets who had lost limbs and broken bones.
Central London was paralyzed for most of the day as transportation ground to a halt and roads were closed. But by early evening, buses and the national rail system were running again, although the tube, as Londoners call their subway, remained closed. British security officials have long insisted that London is a terrorist target. Deputy Assistant Commissioner Brian Paddock of London's Metropolitan Police told a press conference that security and emergency services were well trained to cope with this kind of attack.
And so, right from the word go, we were able to implement this well-rehearsed, well-planned incident response. And as far as the Metropolitan Police Service is concerned, that plan has worked exactly as it should have done.
He added that there was no indication that anything but conventional explosives were used in the attack. A little-known affiliate of the Al-Qaeda terrorist network has claimed responsibility on an Islamist website for the bombings. The statement's authenticity has not yet been verified. Prime Minister Tony Blair said the attacks were the work of terrorists and said the explosions had been timed to coincide with the G8 meeting in Gleneagles, Scotland.
The purpose of terrorism is just that. It is to terrorize people, and we will not be terrorized. I'd like once again to express my sympathy and my sorrow for those families who will be grieving so unexpectedly and tragically tonight. This is a very sad day for the British people, but we will hold true to the British way of life.
The shock and meaning of the day's events began to sink in for commuters struggling to get home. Only yesterday, many of them had celebrated London's winning bid to host the 2012 Olympics. At Charing Cross station, 33-year-old fund manager Carl Sells anxiously listened for news of his train to take him home. He reflected on events of the last 2 days.
I think it's just the complete opposite to what it was yesterday. It's just such a shock. I bought the paper especially yesterday because there's a celebration going on. And today I bought the paper again because it's, like I say, completely the opposite. And It's unbelievable that you can go from such a high to such a low.
Outside the station, taxi driver Michael Brown waited for a fare.
Why should these people get to us and stop us doing what we should be doing, and all they're doing is affecting innocent people? They're not proving nothing.
How is this going to affect how you go about your daily life in the next few days and weeks?
I'm going to be more vigilant. You're going to watch more what's going on, but I'm going to go on as normal, and I think it makes you more stronger.
Much of Europe is on a heightened state of alert today. Prime Minister Blair said there would be an intensive police manhunt, and he promised to bring the perpetrators to justice. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.